Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's raining in downtown Salt Lake City, 45 degrees. KSL's top story, Mother Nature is giving us at least one more big delivery of valley rain and mountain snow for the season. The entire Wasatch Front has the potential of seeing up to an inch of rain before midnight. Even though we are in mid-April, National Weather Service lead meteorologist Kristen Cruz says,
we can have some pretty big storms in April. So this isn't atypical, but it's a nice continuation of our snowpack.
Now, the rain is expected to taper off tonight around 10 or 11 o'clock. Meanwhile, higher elevations will continue to get more snow throughout the day. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The storm is expected to add about an inch to an inch and a half of snow water in the upper elevations.
If you get above 9,000 feet, our snowpack, it's still a winter snowpack. It hasn't ripened yet. You know, we need warmer temperatures at those higher elevations to begin the snowmelt process up there.
But hydrologist with the National Weather Service, Glenn Merrill, says the lower and mid elevations are going to continue to melt throughout the week. Over this last weekend, we melted off about 1.5 inches of snow water from the mid elevation. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
If the warm weather over the weekend prompted you to turn on your sprinklers, the experts say turn them back off for a little bit longer. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Given all the rain we're getting today and how cool it still is outside, Utah State University Extension horticulturist and co-host of the KSL Greenhouse Show, Ton Bettis, says,
there's no reason at all to be turning your sprinklers on.
Ton says it's okay to test your system if it's pressurized, but if you start to water now, it can actually hurt your grass's root system and make your lawn more susceptible to pests and diseases. Ton says at a minimum, wait until May 1st to start watering. From that point on, do it only if it hasn't rained for 5 to 7 days and keep it to the early morning hours.
Be cautious, be aware of water situations, and just try not to waste it.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A Highland neighborhood is coming together after tens of thousands of gallons of water burst from a broken pipe. KSL TV's Brianna Chavez reports.
John Stevens was not home when this happened. A pipe had burst Saturday along the Murdoch Canal. While on his way back home, John says his neighbors stepped up in a big way.
Our neighbors across the street gave me a phone call and says, John, what can we do?
Two homes were seriously damaged in the flooding. State Board of Education member Natalie Klein will not be reelected after getting beat out at the Salt Lake County Convention over the weekend by Amanda Bollinger. Klein had been called out by a long list of people, including the governor, after making a controversial social media post implying that a student was transgender.
She had to get at least 40% of the vote in order to force a primary. So a lot of people thought that would at least happen. Maybe she wouldn't win the convention, but she would at least force a primary. And so to have the vote be 63-36 and just knock her out completely really was surprising.
KSL-TV's Lindsay Ertz tells David Dujanovic Klein did not gather signatures, so there is no other path to getting on the ballot. Klein will finish out her term. KSL's top national stories. Everyone is watching to see Jerusalem's next step after Iran launched an unprecedented direct strike on Israel, firing over 330 drones and missiles. Israel, the U.S., and its allies shot down all but a handful of the projectiles. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem on the fear of the next move that could lead to an escalation or even war between Israel and Iran.
The U.S. and world leaders urging Jerusalem to show restraint. The Israeli army telling ABC News it's put a variety of options on the table. Defense experts here say those include direct strikes on Iranian soil or strikes on Iranian assets abroad. Other options, hitting Iranian proxies or a cyber attack. There is consensus in the war cabinet that Israel must respond, but leaders divided on the timing and target. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Anti-Israel protesters are demanding an end to the ongoing war in Gaza by shutting down traffic on two major commuter routes in the Bay Area this morning. News media reporting that demonstrators chained themselves to barrels on Interstate 880 in Oakland, while a different group blocked the Golden Gate Bridge north of San Francisco. The Senate has just a few days to reauthorize a section of FISA which covers warrantless foreign surveillance. ABC's Jay O'Brien says the spy powers expire on April 19th.
Even Trump allies like Senator Lindsey Graham, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, saying last week failing to reauthorize FISA would, quote, let our guard down at the worst possible time. Hardline Republicans opposed the legislation in the House, but it passed last week with the help of Democrats and the support of Speaker Mike Johnson. Former President Trump even backing down from his opposition to the measure, saying reauthorizing the spy program for just 2 years would allow it to come due again in a possible second Trump administration. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. A lot of wet roads out there. Everyone needs to slow down. We have another crash in Utah County, northbound the I-15, not far from Center Street, Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Make a plan and practice the plan for your family.
Utah's news station is where Utah turns to make sure that you and your families are safe.
The Great Utah Shakeout, Thursday on KSL News Radio.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Experience classical hits through a new lens with the Utah Symphony's Masterworks Magnified events. The final themed evening of the season is coming up this April. Picture this. You're at the elegant Abravanel Hall in downtown Salt Lake City, dressed to the nines and crafting your own masquerade mask. Then you're swept away by the Utah Symphony's performance of Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Starting with the masquerade ball, following the romance of the star-crossed lovers, and leading to the story's tragic events. Marvel at the projections giving you a close-up of the symphony's performers and the flying fingers of guest pianist Ingrid Fleeter as she plays Ravel's piano concerto. Plus, you'll even hear conversations with the orchestra's expert musicians. It's Masterworks Magnified's masquerade-themed event, April 26th and 27th. Tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org/magnified.
Here at the Utah Symphony, April 26th and 27th. The tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org. Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top local story. State Board of Education member Natalie Klein will not be reelected after all the controversy that surrounded her in recent months. She did not get enough of the votes at the Salt Lake County Convention this weekend. KSL News Time, 12:08. Small business owners are having a hard time growing their businesses because of a lack of affordable child care. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
Data from the Small Business Majority shows about 60% of small business owners struggle with the lack of child care. Russell Maddox with the Small Business Association of Utah and co-owner of Right Choice Health says the rising costs eat into their ability to make money as a business.
Inflation has been so bad, and the cost of raising a family and having a family, it's been hard.
The other big problem is that small business owners who are parents have to take a significant amount of time away from their businesses because of childcare issues. More than a third say it has cost them business opportunities. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
West Jordan Fire Department is announcing the passing of Pat Hill, the first female firefighter in its department, died over the weekend. Hill received the Public Safety Star in 1999 after saving people from a burning apartment building. She retired from the fire department in 2004 and later went on to work for the West Jordan Police Department in 2008. She died at the age of 75. A man was arrested over the weekend after police say he broke into a Taylorsville home threatening to kill the person inside. KSL-TV's Kirsten Nunez has more on this exclusive story.
It was just after 5 o'clock when police say Aaron David Heaps pulled into the victim's driveway and began honking the car's horn nonstop. And that's when the victim went outside to see what was going on. Witnesses say Heaps then started yelling, threatening to kill the victim, and chased after him.
Heaps ultimately left and hid at his sister's home down the street until police found him. Witnesses say Heaps may have been intoxicated and likely mistook the home for his family's house. KSL News Time 1209, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky Meese, a lot of wet roads. Any problems?
A lot of wet roads, and they are causing a lot of problems. First, lights and wipers on. Second, slow your speeds because we have seen vehicles go off the roads, hit the barriers. They're spinning, and likely it's due to hydroplaning due to the water that we've had this morning. Now, our latest is an accident northbound I-15, not far from Center Street in Provo. It had been blocking a right lane. Now it's out of traffic to the shoulder, but it's still causing some backups to East Bay. We've also had a report of a crash on the ramp from westbound I-215 South Belt to join I-15 in Murray. So far, not seeing that accident. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway seeing a delay-free drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A nice cutoff low's moved into Utah. We'll go for a high of only 50 degrees today with a chance for rain. Overnight, 41, clearing skies and drying out. We'll go 60 tomorrow, mostly sunny, up to 63 by Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles in downtown Salt Lake City and 45 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will soon have a public open house at the new Layton Temple. Our reporter Britt Johnson got a preview today. She'll have more on what we can expect. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. Well, it may not look like it today, but summer will be here before we know it. And if you've promised yourself to slim down before summer, then you still have time with the program that I'm following from Salt Lake City Fat Loss. Now, the great thing about this program is just how quickly it melts off that stored belly fat. In just 60 days, I lost 25 pounds following a healthy meal plan. That's 3 dress sizes, more than 4.5 inches off my waist. There are no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections, just a strategic plan to help you burn fat fast. Plus, Salt Lake City Fat Loss does a great job of supporting you with their handy app where they can quickly answer your questions or concerns. Right now, they are offering a $200 discount, but it's only for a short time. So there's no time to waste if you want to look your best for summer. Call now to schedule your free consultation at 801-450-1882. Tell them Maria sent you for that discount, or it's easy to do, easy to schedule at slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at CommonSpirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. CommonSpirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
Higher taxes, soaring inflation, record low interest rates, and the skyrocketing cost of health care. The list goes on. Retiring successfully today is a lot more complicated than ever before. Learn how you can tackle the biggest challenges that you'll face in retirement today. Don't miss a special edition of Retirement Solutions Radio. It's this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL. News Radio 102.7.
Troy, do you think it's safe to say the S word out loud yet?
Probably not on the radio, right?
Right. Smart. I just can't wait to be completely covered by the warmth of it again, you know?
Not sure I do.
Sure you do. We've all felt that magical feeling of your first trip in it.
Your what?
I just miss that strong, fresh, natural aroma of spring.
That's the S word you're worried about?
I don't want to jinx it. Winter is listening.
Well, luckily, early spring camping is one of the best things about RVs. That's why Bish's RV is going all in on early spring deals now during our spring camping sale.
Oh, yeah. Kick up your camping season early with pricing starting under $149 per month on approved credit.
Clearance pricing on remaining new 2023s and 90 days of all play, no pay OAC. Plus, every RV purchase receives a free one-year Bish Fix membership, your fast-tracked RV service repairs.
Shop the best deals now at bishes.com/RV search.
Only for a limited time and only only at Bish's RV in Salt Lake and American Fork, where memories begin.
Offer OAC based on 20% down, 8.99% APR for 180 months. Stock number 80977, subject to prior sale. See dealer for details.
Are you ready for the security implications of Microsoft Copilot? Learn at the annual WebCheck Cyber Summit, April 25th. Register today at WebCheckSecurity.com. That's WebCheckSecurity.com.
KSL News Time 1215. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the storm today is going to add about half an inch of water to our snowpack as the mid-elevations continue to melt off later this week. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, a Highland neighborhood is coming together after tens of thousands of gallons of water burst from a broken pipe this weekend. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
The wet roads have definitely taken a toll on the drive. Our latest is a crash northbound I-15 in Utah County. It's after Center Street. Provo now moved to the right, but still causing some backups. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot cooler today with rain showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. For the second day, Israel's war cabinets met to discuss responses to the more than 300 missiles and drones that were launched by Iran over the weekend. President Biden urging the Jewish state to be careful as it considers its next steps.
President Biden on Monday called Iran's attack on Israel, quote, unprecedented.
And we mounted an unprecedented military effort to defend Israel. Together with our partners, we defeated that attack.
The president reiterated the U.S. commitment to Israel's security and to a ceasefire that would bring hostages home and prevent the conflict from, quote, spreading beyond what it already has. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Donald Trump walked into a New York courthouse today, the first former president in the United States to go on trial in a criminal case. He told reporters that he considers the trial an assault on America, but says he's prepared to defend himself.
I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
And while there's no sign so far that the judge could consider a change of venue as the defense would like, there was a small victory for the defense. The judge ruled prosecutors cannot play that infamous Access Hollywood tape or his video deposition from the E. Jean Carroll defamation case.
What I think we're going to hear a lot of when reporting comes out of what was argued in this court is going to hear this phrase a lot saying more prejudicial than probative. And that's probably the reason why the tape was denied. It's too prejudicial for you to hear the former president's own words saying you can just come up on them and grab them by this. And the judge would say, well, what is this really probative of? What are we learning from this other than making Donald Trump look like a bad guy? Which in many ways is what the prosecutor wants to kind of convince the jury.
ABC's legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer. It's April 15th, which means it's time to file your income taxes. The deadline is midnight tonight, whether you e-file or use a paper return, except in Maine or Massachusetts, because those states have until Wednesday the 17th, since it is Patriots Day today. That's a state holiday. Just before the hour, the Dow was down 160 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The public open house for the Layton, Utah Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints begins this week. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson was able to take an early look, and she joins us now. And what can we expect, Britt? What does it look like?
Hi, Maria. Yes, I just walked out of the Layton Temple open house, and it's a really lovely temple. But one thing I really noticed is how quiet it was inside. If any of you have spent much time in Layton, the Hill Air Force Base jets are kind of an ever-present loud noise. And it seems they've taken a lot of efforts to really soundproof the temple, because I didn't hear any jets while I was inside. But while I was outside, I definitely could hear them.
So, Britt, anything unique that people can look forward to in this temple?
Well, I was talking to the executive director of the temple department, Kevin Duncan, and he says you'll notice in the stained glass windows, you'll notice a lot of foliage and the colors, a lot of greens. Davis County is known as kind of a garden area in the state of Utah. So designers, they really like to take a nod from their local surroundings and bring it into the temple. So I noticed a lot of greens, a lot of foliage, a lot of things that kind of nod to that garden aesthetic that kind of shows what the community is known for inside the temple.
So can anyone come and visit during the open house? Are there reservations required? How do they do that?
People can walk up starting Friday, starts on Friday. They can walk in and just join the line, but it is recommended to get a reservation. If you go to the churchofjesuschrist.org/featured/Layton Utah open house, that's where you can make a reservation. When I did talk to Elder Duncan, He said, you know, we're coming off of the Manti Temple open house, and we did have lines that were hours and hours long. He is expecting a really large turnout, so getting a reservation is probably the best idea. However, the Layton Temple open house is a 6-week duration as opposed to the Manti, which is a 3-week duration. So he hopes and he thinks that they're going to be able to facilitate more people and not have to have those hours and hours long lines.
All right, Britt, thanks for the update. That is KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson reporting live. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crews are still on the scene of this crash in Utah County, northbound I-15, not far from Center Street, Provo. It is over to the right shoulder, but again, it is causing some backups. We also have an accident in the Murray area. This is westbound on I-215 South Belt at about 3rd West, and it does look like it is blocking a right lane of traffic. You'll see an overpass as you're approaching the accident, so just stay to the left to get around it. And a surface street crash called out. This is near 5600 South at about 20th East. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts off with a little bit of wet weather for today. 50 degrees with a chance for showers throughout the afternoon and maybe even the evening. 60 tomorrow, mostly sunny, jumps to 63 with more cloud cover on Wednesday. Thursday, 62, sunny skies. We'll go to 66 on Friday. How about Saturday? 69, we're back to 70s by Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We can get a quick check of the markets at this hour. We are starting off the week on a negative note. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for an additional 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong
strong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money radio show. And call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE.
Sometimes owning a small business means making big upgrades. Make them happen with a small business equipment loan from Cypress Credit Union. For a limited time, get a rate discount of 0.50% APR and make the most of affordable credit union rates. Let Cypress help you purchase or upgrade your commercial equipment today. Apply online at cypresscu.com.
Cypress Credit Union. Your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
KSL News Time 1225. Tesla is laying off thousands of employees, including some prominent executives. ABC's Mike Dubusky has more.
About 14,000 Tesla workers are being laid off, about 10% of the electric vehicle company. Among them is Drew Baglino, who was in charge of Tesla's powertrain and energy department, as well as Rohan Patel, the company's VP of Policy and Business Development. The cuts come weeks after Tesla reported a significant drop in deliveries in the first quarter, down about 20% year on year. The company reports earnings next week. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
It also comes as sales of EVs have slowed in recent months. However, they now account for a larger share of new car sales than ever before. Watching Utah's money, Apple is losing its title of the top phone maker to Samsung. iPhone shipments dropped about 10% in the first quarter of the year. Samsung holds 20.8% market share, while Apple is back down to 17.3%. The global market has exploded for drinks that promise to do more than just taste good. What started in the late 1980s with caffeine and vitamin-laced energy drinks like Red Bull has grown into a multi-billion dollar industry. Hundreds of brands are vying for consumers' attention with increasingly exotic ingredients and wellness-focused marketing. Today is tax day, which means it's the last day to file your taxes or ask for an extension without penalties or late fees. To commemorate the day and cushion the blow, several businesses are offering special deals. Donut fans can head to Krispy Kreme with the purchase of a dozen donuts. Customers can get a second dozen for just the price of the sales tax. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 237 points, nearly a full percent, sitting at 37,745. S&P down by 54. The NASDAQ down by 251 points. Hogle Zoo resident Pele is 6 months pregnant. Animal care supervisor Hannah Comstock says it's part of a breeding program to help the gorilla population.
Gorillas in particular are critically endangered. So by participating in an SSP and having babies here at the zoo, we are helping to contribute to a population that is dwindling in the wild.
And she's due to deliver in either June or July.
A lot can happen in 24 hours.
The new task force includes state and federal agencies.
The Pentagon continues to monitor threats. No accidents on any of your Salt Lake County freeways.
Catch up on your drive home.
Southern Utah University has the all clear from police.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news gets you current. And his trademark minute of news will get you thinking.
Moderation. That's how John Tinniswood says he became the world's oldest man.
Jeff Kaplan has you covered. 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
The season of adventure is finally here, and it's time to take your adventures to a new level in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Enjoy the breathtaking destinations right here in Utah without leaving the comforts of your new home on wheels. Hurry in now and check out our limited supply of 2023 model closeouts at huge discounts. Save almost $15,000 off MSRP on our 2023 Prowler 265BHX for only $24,995 with zero down payment options under $300 a month OAC. Or $10,000 off our 2023 ROG 10MC toy hauler for only $16,995 with zero down payment options under $200 a month OAC. At Motorsportsland RV Centers, we offer real prices without hidden fees for freight, prep, orientation, or even propane. See details and more amazing deals on premium RV models at motorsportsland.com.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Join Ton and me for the KSL Greenhouse this Saturday at J&J Garden Center in Layton and enjoy the annual Tomato Frenzy Sale. J&J tomato plants are the best. J&J Garden Center. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have an accident to the right. This is westbound on the south belt of I-215 at about 3rd West. And just stay to the center or left lanes. You're going to be able to get around it just fine without any issue. We still have a little bit of leftover slowing from an earlier accident. It just cleared northbound I-15, not far from Center Street in Provo. And those delays should clear out any time now. And a surface street crash near 20th East, just south of 5600 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
How about a high of 50 today with rain showers throughout the day, maybe even the evening? Overnight, we'll go 41, partly cloudy, and by tomorrow, 60 degrees, mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Potentially dangerous chemicals found in Park City's water supply point to one of the biggest draws that the city has, skiing. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera explains.
The chemicals are classified as polyfluorical substances, also known as PFAS, a widely used product that contains PFAS, ski wax.
You know, last year there were 7 million skier visits in the state of Utah. When you think about all the wax that wears off of 7 million skis or snowboards, it adds up, it stacks up, and it can have a really big effect.
That was Eric Smith, founder of Board Butter, who are currently developing a plant-based wax. Park City has enacted a ban on the sale and use of fluorowax, but regulating it is still an issue. Smith hopes riders will consider the effects fluorowax has on our environment and said their plant-based solution is currently in the testing phase. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
A good amount of snow remains on our mountain peaks, and despite this weekend's warmer weather, that snow may stick around through the summer months in some of the highest locations.
It wouldn't be unusual in an above-normal snowpack year to see snowfall still up in those shady spots up in our mountains all the way into the heart of summer. So that happened last year, and there's a pretty good likelihood that that will happen again this year.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says as long as the weather doesn't heat up too quickly, there should be no major flooding in the spring or summer months. Construction begins this week on a section of the Mountain View Corridor. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports on the $466 million project.
This section will be different. It'll be a fully functioning freeway. Wyatt Woolley with the Department of Transportation says the portion will run parallel to I-15 to 2100 North and Lehigh, where it will hook up with an east-west section.
So basically, we'll have like a U-shaped full freeway between Mountain View Corridor, 2100 North, and I-15 between Salt Lake County and Utah County.
Currently, commuters are using Redwood Road from 2100 North in Lehigh to Porter Rockwell Boulevard in Salt Lake County. The new freeway section will greatly ease the traffic load on Redwood Road when finished in early 2026. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Investigators in Nevada are looking for a pair of men caught on video destroying ancient rock formations at Lake Mead. John Haynes, a spokesperson for the Lake Mead National Recreation Area, says the two were seen shoving, breaking red stones along the Redstone Dune Trail that started forming up 140 million years ago.
It's taken a really long time to create this unique and beautiful environment. The damage is unfortunately permanent, and people won't be able to enjoy that particular location as much as they might have before.
Since it's a protected area, destroying the formations could lead to felony charges. The murder trial of Chad Daybell resumes today in Boise. Daybell is charged with the murders of two of his wife, Lori Vallow Daybell's children, as well as his first wife, Tammy Daybell. Last week, the judge seated a jury. Opening arguments were delivered, and one witness took the stand. Today, testimony continues. KSL's top national stories. A small win for President Trump in court this morning as a New York judge ruled that prosecutors cannot play the infamous Access Hollywood tape or his video deposition from the E. from the E. G. Carroll defamation case during his hush money trial. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
Prosecutors have now successfully gotten in some more information about the publication that worked with Donald Trump allegedly to hide some of these stories before 2016. And they will also get in some more information about Karen McDougal, who is another woman that was allegedly paid because of her claims about Donald Trump. So a win for Donald Trump in the sense that the tape won't be played, but some losses in that there is more evidence coming in that he doesn't necessarily want before the jury.
Today is the first day of jury selection in the hush money trial against the former president. The FBI is now conducting a criminal investigation of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more from Washington.
Amid the wreckage of the bridge collapse, FBI agents boarded the Dolly to conduct what a Justice Department spokesman calls a court-approved search. Sources say the investigation will probe whether the crew of the container ship knew something might have been wrong when they left port. Six construction workers were killed when the out-of-control vessel struck one of the pillars holding up the bridge.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has said it plans to reopen the channel impacted by the bridge collapse by the end of May. The 128th running of the Boston Marathon is underway, 11 years after the Boston Marathon bombing, and security is tight. While there's no specific threat, the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are watching out for several potential target spots. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
We're in the final cleanup stages of a Murray accident westbound I-215 South Belt at about 3rd West to the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I am listening for the traffic.
I'll always know if somebody's going to be late to work.
That's often what's on when I'm driving.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines
on KSL News Radio.
Utah's strong winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see. Your roof might need repair. Don't wait for a disaster. Call the Masters at Master Roofing for an honest inspection at 801-383-0072. Specializing in small repairs, Master Roofing handles everything from patching holes to full roof replacements. Schedule your free assessment at MasterRoofingUtah.com.
Spend less time at the post office. With Formax and Mint mailing systems from Les Olson IT, you can quickly, accurately, and easily process your outgoing mail and even save on postage. Fold your documents, stuff and seal your envelopes, print addresses, weigh and measure to apply proper postage, all with the click of a button. With multiple model options available, you're sure to find a Formax solution and Mint mailing device that perfectly fits your business needs.
Olson IT.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all, and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.copac.us.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story, construction begins this week on a section of the Mountain View Corridor. This portion will run parallel to I-15 from 2100 North to Lehigh to Porter Rockwell Boulevard. KSL News Time, 12:38. Utah could have an NHL team by the end of the week, according to the latest reports. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
Sources say the Arizona Coyotes are expected to be sold to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith sometime between this Wednesday and Saturday. The anonymous source tells the Associated Press the $1 billion deal would give Smith the franchise and the ability to move them to Salt Lake City. It would also promise Arizona an expansion team if they can build a new arena within the next 5 years.
This comes just days after Arizona's general manager traveled scheduled to meet up with the team to reportedly inform the players that they will be moving to Utah. The Utah Jazz dropped their final game of the season last night to the Golden State Warriors, 123-116. However, there is some good news with all the losing this year. The Jazz have about a 26% chance of landing a top four pick in the upcoming NBA draft, and they have just over a 6% chance of landing the number one pick. The International Olympic Committee's Future Host Commission wrapped up their four-day tour of Utah this weekend. They said they were very impressed with Utah's venues and how eager people are to host another Games. The Paris Summer Games start July 26th, and the Olympic Committee is expected to announce if Utah gets the 2034 Winter Olympics near the start of those Summer Games. Officials are gearing up for this year's Olympics in Paris, and the word on the track is get ready for a first for the Games.
Construction workers in the Stade de France are laying down the new unique track surface. Alain Blondel, the game's athletics manager.
One of the innovations is the color that you can see behind me with this purple. That's really a marker that we wanted to have.
And from the purple track, he expects new records.
I'm pretty confident that we will have something exceptional in this stadium.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
This is the week Kevin Bacon returns to Payson High School to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the movie Footloose, as Peyton High holds their final prom in the school where that movie was filmed. Students worked for months to get the actor's attention, creating the Bacon to Payson campaign. Now they shared videos, dancing around the school, and even getting Governor Cox to post an invite on social media. We will have some special coverage on Friday, previewing the weekend prom. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Any trouble spots, Ricky?
We're actually back to a crash-free commute on the Valley freeways. Now, that doesn't mean they're completely in good driving condition. A lot of wet roads remain, and that's where you need to be a little bit careful, because a lot of the crashes we've had, especially in Utah County, look to be weather-related. But crash-free, delay-free on the freeways, our main secondaries, mostly in good shape. We do have road work causing the usual slowdowns on southbound Bangor Highway approaching 134th South. And then we have the cleanup of an accident by 20th East just south of 5600 South. The UACPA supports certified public accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development. Find a CPA that works for you at uacpa.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got some wet weather on tap for today. That'll keep things on the cool side right around 50 degrees. Overnight, dipping off to 41. Tomorrow will rise to 60 degrees, high pressure building. It'll be mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, it's Child Abuse Awareness Month, and Salt Lake County leaders are making sure people know just how big a problem it is. We'll speak with Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill on how many cases come across his desk. That's next, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hey guys, do you know your T-Level? Revive Men's Health here in Salt Lake City is helping you take that first step toward better health and enhanced intimacy with a free testosterone level test, exam, and consultation. Plus, for this month only, qualified patients can kickstart their treatment with a free supply of ED medication. Revive's customized ED treatments can provide immediate results, restore blood flow naturally, and even bring spontaneity back into your love life. With both in-person and telemedicine appointments available, plus free shipping directly to you, Revive takes the hassle out of treating low T and ED. Having an optimal testosterone level can change your whole life, and it starts with knowing your T level. Take that first step and book your free testosterone test, free exam, and free consultation, and kickstart your treatment with a free supply of ED medication this month only. Call Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit revivemenshealth.com.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PIE or go to pieinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PIE Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
The sun is out and the temps are up. It's time to seize the day and hit the road. You were born to ride. And now's the time to make your dreams a reality. Imagine the wind in your hair as you cruise on your very own power scooter. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. And these scooters aren't just for getting around. They're your ticket to freedom. With speeds up to 6 miles per hour, you'll own the road like never before. From graduation to concerts and vacations, our power scooters will get you there in style and ease. Don't wait another minute. The time to ride is now. Let's start your adventure today. Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
when potentially dangerous chemicals are found in three Park City water wells, all signs point to one of the biggest draws the city has globally, skiing and ski wax. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, reports indicate a deal to bring the Arizona Coyotes to Utah could be announced as soon as Wednesday. Jazz owner Ryan Smith is reportedly trying to buy the NHL team in a $1 billion deal. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We have a nice drive on I-15 both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways also seeing a good drive. We are crash-free on our freeways and main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll be running 20 to 30 degrees cooler than what we saw over the weekend today with rain showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The White House says a strong responses by Israel and the U.S. to the weekend aerial attack by Iran proved a big weakness for Iran.
Israel today is in a far stronger strategic position than it was only a few days ago. Iran's vaunted missile program, something it has used to threaten Israel in the region, proved to be far less effective. Israel's defenses, on the other hand, proved even better than many had long assumed.
The White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby. Former President Trump is in a New York City courtroom today where jury selection in his hush money trial is underway. 18 months in prison for Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. The armorer on the set of the movie Rust was sentenced today on her involuntary manslaughter conviction in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer. The deadline to file your federal income taxes is midnight tonight. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office is shedding light on how big a problem child abuse is in our area. For Child Abuse Prevention Month, community leaders gathered this morning to highlight the issue as well as the resources available for victims. Joining me now live to talk about it is District Attorney Sim Gill. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Maria. Happy to be here.
Tell us about the problem. How big a problem is it?
Well, you know, at least one in seven children have experienced child abuse or neglect in the past year in the U.S. alone, according to the CDC. One in four girls and one in 20 boys in the U.S. experienced child sexual abuse. And so that's a very predominant problem. So we talk about child physical abuse, child sexual abuse. Another part that we forget is that violence and emotional trauma that is witnessed by children can have huge collateral impact and consequences for them, and that trauma being internalized and intergenerational passage of trauma from childhood to adulthood to re-victimization again.
So how are you hoping that informing people about this, educating people, is going to help prevent child abuse?
Well, you know, that's why we had that press conference. We had Brady Cottom, who's the chief of police from Taylorsville, talk about it is really imperative for family members and friends to report these incidences, especially when we recognize that often the children who are the recipients of this violence don't have the voice to be able to advocate for themselves. And often reporting, if you don't report it, we won't be able to investigate it. If we can't investigate it, we can't intervene or hold accountable. And often that report is a difference between saving somebody's lives or losing someone's life. So that's a really important part of it. The other thing that we highlighted is that we have community partners. The Children Center with emotional health and psychiatric and the emotional support, as well as the Safe and Healthy Families, which are part of pediatricians and doctors in ER who are looking for those signs. And it's really going to take a collective effort from all of us to address this issue. And there are, of course, resources that are available to our community as a whole as well.
Well, sometimes people have suspicions that there's something going on, but they don't know for sure. What are some of the signs that people need to be looking out for?
Well, you're looking for certainly any injury, any bruising, any kind of lethargy that you may see. And you see that often in infants and non-responsiveness. With older children, you start to look for withdrawing, isolation, the lack of joy and the playfulness that they would historically be representative of. And so you start to look for those kind of signs. You look for injuries that may be multiple injuries healing over time. And then, of course, look to the parents and family members to see if they're under stress or not. And again, we would much rather err on the side of caution and protecting our children than being silent about it and recognizing that maybe our intervention or that point could have saved that child's life.
We appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is District Attorney Sim Gill talking about Child Abuse Prevention Month. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
On the west side of the valley, again, this might be due to the wet roads. We have a vehicle that went off the roadway. It is a tractor trailer. It's at the ramp from eastbound to I-80 to go northbound on I-215's west belt. It's actually to the left, and even though there are crews at the scene, they're mostly to the left, so you can take that ramp. However, you may see a slower speed in the area, so just use a little bit of caution. Actually, the valley freeways are looking pretty good despite some wet roads. No other accidents reported at this time. Put the equity in your home to work with a home equity line of credit and get 6.49% APR for the first 6 months. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. We've got 50 today. That's all you get for a high. So on the cool side, and we'll be dealing with off and on showers throughout the day. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 60 degrees. We're back to some cloud cover on Wednesday, high of 63. 62 sunny skies Thursday, goes partly cloudy, 66 on Friday. The weekend looks great Saturday, Sunday, right around 70 degrees with a couple of clouds. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's dry in Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy, 45 degrees. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Checking the markets, we're seeing a sell-off today. Investors selling their shares. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Pros, save big every day when you buy in bulk at Lowe's. Save 10% on bulk purchases of select roofing shingles. Plus, save an extra 5% every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store lowes.com/credit for details. U.S. only.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms.
Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer@ksl.com. That's spalmer@ksl.com.
Ah, springtime in Utah, and if you hate to paint, do what your neighbor Judy did. She called Rhino Shield.
After having the house painted with kind of usual house paint, I was seeing cracks appearing about every 3 years and just wasn't very satisfied with that.
Rhino Shield ceramic technology is formulated for our unique climate here in Utah and is Class 1 fire rated.
I can't speak highly enough about the Rhino Shield crew. They also were great at working with me to get the exact right color because I was very particular.
Utah, you too can have the 25-year guaranteed protection of Rhino Shield for 15% off the regular price.
I would not hesitate to call Rhino Shield, and I am just thrilled to recommend Rhino Shield to my friends and neighbors and family.
This offer is limited. Call 435-246-4466, 435-246-4466, or rhinoshieldwest.com. Go
Rhino Shield! KSL News Time 1254, our spring weather has more people getting their bikes out of the garage.
Once spring hits, bikers hit the streets, but so do bike thieves. Salt Lake City Police Detective Michael Ruff says they offer a free registration program that can help police track down a bike if it does get stolen.
I think people that are taking bikes are more looking at a crime of opportunity. So regardless of whether you have an e-bike or you've just got a little starter bike, we'd recommend that you not only register it, but make sure it's secure when you leave it somewhere.
Ruff says it only takes a few minutes to complete online. Otherwise, it's really hard for police to trace a bike to its owner. Even if your bike isn't worth a lot, it's worth the peace of mind. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, Roku is the latest victim of cyber attack. The streaming service says 576,000 accounts were compromised over the weekend after hackers used stolen login credentials. Company stock is down nearly 3% since the security breach. Google is adding to their workspace. Google Vids will join the likes of Google Docs, Sheets, and Slides. Its aim is to help companies and consumers make collaborative, shareable videos. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 277 points, sitting at 37,707. S&P down by 61. The NASDAQ down by 272 points.
It's springtime in the Rockies, and it's time to apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment. A Revive treatment with fertilization, aeration, and good watering is the key to building stronger roots for a healthy, lush green lawn. Revive fertilizes and moves water and nutrients deeper into the soil. Take advantage of spring storms with an application of Revive now. Protect yourself from drought later this summer and skyrocketing water costs. With Revive, if you water two times a week, it's like watering four. Apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment today. It works.
Good morning. I'm the 40% off window company.
40% off? Of what?
Hey, 40% off.
Yeah, I'll bet it's your biggest sale of the year. This week only, because you need a model home in our neighborhood.
Well,
nothing. It's baloney. Hi, this is Kathy.
And Doug of Window World. When you hear those things, you know you've entered the baloney zone.
Resist the force of the baloney zone.
Find Window World online at windowworldutah.com.
Or call Window World at 281-8111. That's 281-8111.
And that's no baloney.
3 days only. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Save thousands on hot tubs and swim spas. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Hot tubs discounted 40 to 80% to the lowest possible price. Starting at $29.99. Free professional delivery. Take possession tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Shop over a dozen models of swim spas from 11 feet to over 19 feet. Swim spas offer low-impact exercise, active family fun, unsurpassed relaxation, and installation in one day. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Everything must go. Free parking, free admission. You can't afford to miss this. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Visit HotTubAndSwimSpaSale.com.
How do you protect your business against cyber attacks and ransomware? Learn at the annual WebCheck Cyber Summit. Register today at WebCheckSecurity.com. That's WebCheckSecurity.com.
KSL offers the best daily newsletter in the state. It's the three things you need to know. Every weekday, we deliver quality and relevant content to your inbox. No ads, no spam, just the three things you need to know to be informed about the world around you. Subscribe today. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com or text the word INBOX to 57500. That's INBOX to 57500.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
No delays on the Valley freeways, but we do have a tractor trailer that went off the roadway. It's at the ramp from eastbound I-80 to go northbound on the west belt. It's out of traffic to the left. It may take a while for them to be able to get that moved and back on the road. The best kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Now through April 30th, save $20 off every annual pass level. 362 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And taking a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front. Today is the wet day of the week. Things improving from here. Tomorrow we're up to 60 for a high, 63 on Wednesday, and way back up into the 70s by Sunday. Right now, mostly cloudy, 45 degrees downtown.